This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have a question by a brother who, it could be an obsession, or it could be a waswas, whatever it is, it's that he feels like he's an atheist, that he doesn't believe, but then he doesn't like that. He doesn't like to feel that way. And sometimes he doesn't feel the connection when he prays. And sometimes when he misses a prayer, he doesn't feel guilty. So he's afraid and he doesn't want to feel that way. He is really like, to him it's alarming. What advice do we have for this brother? And he's really asking in a very, very, let's say, urgent way. That's how I felt.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wa rasulullah. First of all, I would like to say that feeling, you feel a sense of urgency. You feel that this is wrong. This is something wrong. It's a good sign.
Right.
It means your heart still have life in it. وَمَا لِجُرْحٍ مَيِّتٍ إِلَامُ.
Right.
When your wound is dead, when you touch it, it doesn't hurt.
Yes.
It only hurt when it's fresh and alive. So that means these things and these thoughts hurting you because your heart has iman in it. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba came and said, Ya Rasulullah, sometimes we think of stuff, we would rather to die, to fall from the sky, you know, like a free fall from the sky, to be smashed on the ground and not to speak of.
Yeah.
Speak up with thoughts. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you cease, you have these thoughts? They said, yes. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's a sign of clear iman. Another sarih al iman. Why? Because the shaitan will not come to a heart which is empty of iman.
Right.
Well, the heart that's filled with kufr and empty of iman, the shaitan is not interested in it. Only interested in you. And he tried to take whatever left in your iman. So that's something to keep in mind. Another thing I would say, that shows also weakness. So what I will advise you is to start to strengthen your iman. Make a lot of dua, make a lot of good deeds, stand up in the night and pray. You know, you didn't build the connection of salah right away. It takes years, it takes months of sincere, real effort to connect. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle in our way, Allah will guide them to the way, to the straight path, to the path that will take you to Jannah, bi-idhnillah. So you put that effort, make a lot of dua, make a lot of sadaqah, you know, force yourself to come to the masjid, pray. You focus 10%, next time 12%, next time 13%. You go down to 9%, that you go back again. You know, sometimes that's an advice somebody gave it to me. He said, I pray Asr and I would pray Dhuhr and I didn't feel like I was focused on Dhuhr prayer. You know what? I make sure that day I make extra volunteer prayers to make up what I missed in Dhuhr and the focus that I didn't do on Dhuhr. It patched the obligation, the prayers.
It covers the shortcoming.
Another thing, for example, will be being a good company. Also, don't entertain these thoughts. Right. Like when the shaitan comes to the atheist, no, I'm not. Ah, la ilaha illallah.
Right.
You just say that.
Yeah.
You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the shaitan come tell you who created this, you say, Allah. Who created this? Allah. Then who created Allah? The Prophet said, when the shaitan comes and tell you thoughts like this, say, A'udhu billahi minash rajim, and blow on your left hand side. Three times, and don't think about it.
Don't dwell on it. Right?
Don't dwell on it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a debate. You know, iman, it comes from the heart, from the belief in the heart. So you don't need to dwell on it. And sometimes, I couldn't understand it. Faith is not always is a logical debate. Faith comes because of many different ways. Somebody said, I saw the Prophet's face, and when I saw his face, I knew that he's not a liar. And I became a mu'min. Did not start established through debate and somebody read just verses in the Quran and he became a Muslim and so forth. So What I would like to say here, that it's important for you to recognize that. Important for you to recognize that faith established in different ways, and that's why don't dwell in it. You know, if you have a real question, ask the question. And if you have a real issue you need to solve, you can ask somebody to help you to solve that real challenge you have or issue that you have. Other than that, you should be able, inshallah, to maintain your deen. Read a lot of Quran. Enjoy your, you know, have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make a lot of dua as well.
And also understand that it's a test, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing your faith. Sometimes if you feel like, oh, I feel like giving up on prayer. No, do more of the prayer. If you feel not connected to the prayer, pray more. If you feel like a certain good deed that you've been doing is not bringing any results, if it's a good deed, continue with it. So, that could be the shaitan's way of stopping you from progressing. Yeah. And progress doesn't take, it's not like an overnight thing.
And I found it really what led a lot of people to bigger problem. Mm-hmm. They dwell in it. They start thinking
it
too much.
That's what the shaitan wants you to do.
Oh, I'm not going to ignore it. No. Ignorant here, it doesn't mean you don't know it. You're doing something about it, which is you're praying, you're fasting, you're doing a good deed. That will change your heart.
Right.
You know? And sometimes, you know what? I don't have an answer for every question. Mm-hmm. I know for sure there is... Or sometimes I'm stuck with one thing in religion that it's confusing me. You know that one thing should not make you, logically, should not make you cancel everything else. That's why Allah told us there is certain things in the religion might be mutashabihat.
Right.
Might be confusing, might be not clear to you. It's clear to me, but for you it is not clear. Mm-hmm. You know what? You refer to what is clear.
Yeah.
You refer to what is established.
Exactly.
Alhamdulillah, and that thing, that area that I'm not clear about it, you know, put it in a safe, lock it, take the key and throw it away. Say, when I meet Allah, I will ask Him about it. And that's it. But when you keep dwelling, the whole religion became one issue. Or the whole entire, faith be limited in that area that you have an issue with. And that's wrong methodology of dealing with these kind of shubuhat.
Very good.
Don't let it go into your heart.
Yes.
Ibn Taymiyyah said, when it comes to doubts and things like that, don't be like the sponge. Suck it in. Look at it the way you look at things behind the glass. It will not touch you, it will not stain you, and you see it clearly from a distance.
So don't be a sponge.
Don't be a sponge. Just,
right. Very good.
Barakallahu feek.
Very good. Put a glass between you.
Thank you, Sheikh.
Jazakallahu feek. Thank you. Barakallahu feek.